What did I say?
I'm not sure.
Well, if you're not sure, Drover, who is?
You got me.
Then I've got very little. The question is, what is the meaning of this conversation?
I'm not sure, Hank. I just asked if you were awake.
And what did I say?
That was the part I didn't understand.
That did it. I had no choice but to cancel the sleep mode and go back on duty. I opened both eyes and sat up. Drover, do you have any idea what you're talking about?
Not really. I was just trying to make conversation. I get bored sometimes.
If I had to live with that tiny brain of yours, I'd get bored too.
Yeah, but even though it's small, it's not very big.
Don't try to argue with me. The point is that... What was the point?
I think we were trying to decide... I'm not sure there was a point.
Hence, by simple logic, we see that you've lured me into another pointless conversation. And you also woke me up. And don't try to deny it.
Okay. Hank, you see the moon?
I squinted my eyes and looked towards the east and saw the alleged moon. Of course I see the moon. Anyone with eyes can see the moon. I saw the moon at this same time last night and last month and last year. I assume, since that's such a stupid question, you'll follow it with another stupid question.
No, that was all. I just wondered if you saw the moon.
I pushed myself up on all fours and lumbered over to him. I was not in, shall we say, a jolly frame of mind. Listen, Pipsqueak. After interrupting my sleep, you'd better have another question in mind.
Oh, well, all right. Let me see here. Hank, how come the moon comes up in the evening and goes down after midnight?
I stared at him and shook my head. See? I knew you had one more stupid question in there. All right, I'll tell you, but I expect you to pay attention and remember your lessons. I don't want to go through this every night for the rest of our lives.
Okay, Hank, I'm ready.
Number one, hot air rises. Number two, cold air unrises. Or you might prefer to say that it falls.
Yeah, I like that better.